opener, a 3-1 win last Friday against Westmont. We are just about ready for action, and in that Westmont game, the Oaks received key performances in the affair by the dynamic duo of senior forward Alex Vukic and junior forward Andrew Kota, as both of them right in the center of the pitch. And folks, we are officially underway as this one is headed out of bounds by Jim Erickson, sophomore defender for the Mariners. Quickly throwing it in is Jose Castaneda. Now it's Eric Angel. Angel promptly boots it off of Erickson. It goes into touch 20 seconds into this contest. When you're talking about the Oaks, a 2-0-1 record over the first three games, including 1-0 at home. The aforementioned 3-1 victory last Friday against Westmont. Off the throw-in, the Marymount defense holds tough. It's back to Jose Castaneda. Draped over by the Mariners defense. He's going to extend it back out. Now it's big Hugo Conchas. Conchas and gets his pocket pick. Trying to transition are the Mariners, but Bryce Nelson, he's going to feed it over to Eric Tilbury as the Oaks will hold on to it for a brief moment. Tilbury surveying the pitch. He's now going to push it over to Nicholas Erasmi, and this one all the way to the goalkeeper, Alex Palomares, the defensive player in the California Pacific Conference, making it a perfect 2 out of 2 in terms of that award. He won it 5 times last season, as good as they come in net, and he's actually allowed just 2 goals in 290 minutes of play. As Palomares gets his foot on it right now, taking his time, looking, see who he's going to rocket it on over to, as he mighty boot behind this one. It's Vukic who goes sky high to grab it. He's contending with the captain of Marymount, Jason Miletti, the junior defender. It looks like the Mariners trying to transition into something here, as it's Tony Gonzalez, the junior midfielder. He's going to corral it. Near side, sends it on over to the net, but Palomares is up to the task, and he comes away with the ball. As we are about 2 minutes into the contest, still scoreless here. It's a beautiful day at Wunderlich Field, not a cloud in the sky. So we're on the campus of Menlo College in stunning Atherton, California. Here comes Eric Angel. Angel goal in last contest as he rockets this one. It goes off the backside of Jim Erickson, called his name a few times. A sophomore defender will have his hands full today, trying to stop this aggressive Menlo attack. Mentioned earlier, the Oaks 2-0-1 and have dominated in the regular season of late. We'll get to those numbers in just a moment. First, a throw in right inside the box, but this one will go over the end line. The question, will it be a goal kick or a corner? Looks like a corner for Menlo is Andrew Kota. He'll take it. Kota, 2 goals and assists, so 5 points in the early going, tied with fellow teammate Alex Vukic. Kota lines it up. Menlo gets ready on the attack. Here comes the boot right in front of the net. It looks like it's tipped away by Christos Voglis, freshman goalkeeper for Marymount. Gets his first chance in it. 3 minutes gone by here in the first half at Wunderlich Field. It's the California Pacific Conference matchup, the first of 2012. Marymount picked in the preseason as the top team in the South Division. The Oaks, top team in the North Division, why not, coming off a sparkling 10-0 run. Take home the conference championship last year. Here's Jose Castaneda. Castaneda to Andrew Kota, gets knocked down. No foul is called. He promptly gets back up, and he'll get the ball right back. Vukic is now a little getting tangled up. Ian Royds with Kota is now the head referee. Paul Busey will have a conversation with Ian Royds. It is a foul called. Eric Angel will set up for the free kick. 41 minutes and 15 seconds. Knotted up at nothing. We mentioned earlier the Menlo regular season dominance, and they've actually not lost regular season game in over a calendar year. Going to have to go back to September 10th of last season, as this one is knocked away by one of the Marymount defenders. It's Rudy Sanchez who gets his noggin on it. All the way back to Alex Palomares, as Menlo 13 wins, no losses, and 2 ties over that time period. It was a 5-2 loss to Fresno Pacific here at Wunderlich Field, September 10th, 2011. Since then, the Oaks have not lost a regular season game. Jose Castaneda streaking down the sideline on the near side. It's now Eric Angel. Angel with a little bit of space to remove her over to Erasmi. Menlo starting to gain some momentum here on the attack. It's Andrew Cota swiveling through the defense of Marymount just inside the box. Going to pepper it back out. Here comes Giuseppe Frattaroli. Erasmi still a whole lot of space for the Oaks. Trying to gain something here on the attack. It's Jose Castaneda just outside the box. It's now far side. Going to turn the corner. Cota gets tangled up with one of the defenders. It looks like Captain Jason Maletti. And Marymount will finally clear as Eric Tilbury skyrockets this one over into the trees behind the netting. As we are officially 5 minutes into this affair. It's still nothing. Mariners in their first year in the California Pacific Conference. And boy, they had a week to remember. We talked about they are 3-2 overall, coming off an upset victory. Difference breaking a 1-1 tie as Marymount soared to victory. Alexander Kunkel off the attempt from Eric Angel. He sent it long, but the play was disrupted by Marymount. As now Bryce Nelson on the challenge, looking to come away with the winner. He is unable to. Victor Algren, and watch out for Algren, as good as they come, winning the CalPAC's Offensive Player of the Week. He's a two-headed monster over with the junior midfielder Scott Smith. Document those numbers in just a moment. First action over on the Oaks part of the field is Giuseppe Frattaroli and Ramar Daisley-West, the two fighting for it. Does go out of bounds right now. 38 minutes and 45 seconds here in the first stanza. Be a Marymount throw-in, and it's Jason Maletti. Algren with a team-leading 7 goals. Smith leads the club with 6 assists. He's actually tied with Algren, as here comes Eric Tilbury trying to transition something here. A whole lot of steam going forward. Tilbury going coast to coast right now, seeing if he's going to get caught by Ian Royce from behind. And Tilbury fires it towards the back of the netting area. It goes over the end line. Tilbury pleading his case right now, the referee Saba Sathia, to see if it'll be a corner kick, but that doesn't look to be